Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. The pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the golden age of American song. I'm Michael Lasser. Rodgers and Hart were New York songwriters born and bred. The way they looked at the world, their youthful irreverence and smart sophistication made them the soul of New York when New York was the soul of America.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Urban songs aren't necessarily about the city. It's outlook as often as it is subject matter. It's how the song sees the world, the manner and tone of what it sees and why it sees it that way. That's the sort of thing Rodgers and Hart were so good at. The first song starts with dark undertone of a seduction, but eventually rises to exuberant post-coital delight and the eager anticipation of a repeat performance. The second song offers advice of a sort based on anecdotal evidence. It's amazing how satisfying a life can be, as long as you've got a twinkle in your eye. In the 20s and 30s, these were not songs for small-town life. Elaine Stritch, You Took Advantage of Me, and Dawn Upshaw, Twinkle in Your Eye.
In the spring, when the feeling was chronic, and my caution was leaving me flat, I should have made use of a tonic before you gave me that. A mental deficient, you'll grade me. I've given you plenty of data. You came, you saw, you slayed me. And that is that. Sentimental sap, that's all. What's the use of trying not to fall? I have no will. You made your kill, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm just like an apple on a bough, and you're gonna shake me down somehow. So what's the use? Cooked my goose, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear. I suffer something awful each time you go, and much worse when you're near. Here am I with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms where you're concerned. So lock the doors and call me yours.
You can do any little thing that you've a mind to, but you must do it with a twinkle in your eye. You can be unreserved and even unrefined too, but don't forget that little twinkle in your eye. My Aunt Clarice mistook the Iceman for my uncle. Because she smiled, my Uncle Freddy passed by. Now you can get away murder of that kind too, but you must do it with a twinkle in your eye. You can tell any man you're innocent like me now, but you must do it with a twinkle in your eye. There are them with a twinkle in your eye. My uncle's wife once met a man who smiled so sweetly, and Auntie didn't even seem to like the guy. But then my little cousin Bess is nearly three now, and she has quite a little twinkle in her eye.
From the 1936 score to On Your Toes, Elaine Stritch with You Took Advantage of Me, and from the 1938 score to I Married an Angel, Dawn Upshaw, A Twinkle in Your Eye. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Golden Age of American Song. I'm Michael Lasser. Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart, born in Manhattan and fellow students at Columbia University, but mainly they hung out on campus to work on the annual variety show. It's where they first honed their craft. For them to write about New York City was the most natural thing in the world. S.L. Rothafel, known as Roxy, built the Radio City Music Hall and the brand new Rockefeller Center in 1932, the first part of the center to open. This is Rodgers and Hart's love song to a New York movie house.
Such a pity for anyone to go through life without seeing Roxy City. The first thing foreigners do in New York is to look at Roxy City. Oh, come with me and you won't believe a thing you see. Where an usher puts his heart and what he ushers, where the fountain changes color when it gushes, where the seats caress your carcass with their flushes, at the Roxy Music Hall. Hold my hand, don't be frightened when you hear that band. It comes up like Alababa from the cellar, through the courtesy of Mr. Rockefeller. Then they play the overture from William Teller at the Roxy Music Hall. You don't have to read the ad, it's always worth the dough. Anytime you go, it's the same old show. Don't be shy if a naked statue meets your eye, where the ballet is so sweet with birds and roses that you break out in a rash before it closes at the Roxy Music Hall. Oh, step this way, hear the super, super organ play, where they change the lights a million times a minute, and the stage goes up and down when they begin it. It's a wonder Mrs. Roosevelt isn't in it at the Roxy Music Hall. Come along, hear them sing the Volga Boatman's song, where the acrobats are whirling on their digits, and the balcony's so high you get the fidgets, where the actors seem to be a lot of midgets at the Roxy Music Hall. If you're lost while climbing up and find the going hard, they are on their guard. They send a Saint Bernard. Oh, come with me where the drinking cups are always free. It's a wonderland where everyone is Alice, where the ladies' room is bigger than a palace at the Roxy Music Hall.
From Rodgers and Hart's 1938 score to I Married an Angel, Audrey Christie at the Roxy Music Hall. Rodgers and Hart loved New York and hated Hollywood. When they were away, they couldn't wait to get back. When they got back, they were true New Yorkers, the kind that loved the city not because they're blind to its faults and excesses, but because they embrace them, at least in spirit. Hart's enormously energetic language served his mix of irreverence and skepticism, the skepticism of a bruised romantic, the outlook from far away, and the outlook from up close. Peter Buki sings I Gotta Get Back to New York, and Mary Jane Walsh follows Give It Back to the Indians.
Way up north the sun will always shine. That lovely Hudson Tunnel is my Mason-Dixon line. Where the tempo races, let me be. Those great wide open spaces are places that smother me. If I'm in Miami, Budapest, or Rome, I'll always shout, okay, New York, the prodigal goes home. I'll climb up that Woolworth and kiss every floor. The subway makes music for me with a roar. I'm dying to feel that I'm living once more. I've gotta get back to New York. There's only one statue, I know you'll agree. That dame with the torch looking over the sea. The smell of the Bronx is perfume to me. I've gotta get back to New York. Train, keep on going, train. I'm riding home again. Feet, keep on stepping, feet. I'll never say retreat. New York is New York, that's all you can say. It gets in your blood and it's in there to stay. I'm one of 6 million who can't keep away. I've gotta get back to New York. Train, keep on going, train. Feet. I'll never say retreat. New York is New York, that's all you can say. It gets in your blood and it's in there to stay. I'm one of 6 million who can't keep away. I gotta get back. I've gotta get back. I've gotta get back.
Minuit had nothing to lose when he bought the Isle of Manhattan for $24 and a bottle of booze, and they threw in the Bronx and Staten. Pete thought that he had the best of the bargain, but the poor red man just grinned. And he grunted "Ugh," meaning okay in his jargon, for he knew poor Pete was skinned. We've tried to run the city, but the city ran away. And now Peter Minuit, we can't continue it. Broadway's turning into Coney, Champagne Charlie's drinking gin. Old New York is new and phony, give it back to the Indian. 2 cents more to smoke a lucky, dodging buses keeps you thin. New New York is simply ducky, give it back to the Indians. Take all your red on the boxes made for soap, whites on Fifth Avenue, blues down in Wall Street losing hope. Big bargain today, chief, take it away. Come, you busted city slickers, better take it on the chin. Father Nick has lost his knickers, give it back to the Indian. The music hall has presented
plantations, but you simply can't get in. Try to jump those excavations, give it back to the Indian. Shakespeare doesn't get a showing when those striptease girls begin. Yet Tobacco Road keeps going, give it back to the Indians. Bound on the north by the Bronx, a pretty view. East by Long Island, smoke. West by New Jersey, pots of glue. South, Brooklyn's asleep. Sheep, no one to keep. Swing bands give you heebie-jeebies. Dewey's put an end to sin. Men wear clothes like Lucius Beebe's. Give it back to the Indians.
From Rodgers and Hart's 1933 score to the movie Hallelujah, I'm a Bum, Peter Buchy with I Gotta Get Back to New York, and from the 1939 score to Too Many Girls, Mary Jane Walsh, Give It Back to the Indians. Rodgers was respectable and conventional, Hart raffish and a denizen of the demimonde. Rodgers was ice and steel, Hart almost childlike in his warmth and irresponsibility. Rodgers was persistently unfaithful to his wife, Hart a tormented homosexual who never came to grips with his own nature. There was no way to keep the darkness out of their work. Ruth Etting sings a song that comes perilously close to despair. This is 10 Cents a Dance.
Much too tired to sleep. I'm one of those lady teachers, a beautiful hostess, you know, the kind the palace features at exactly a dime a throw. 10 cents a dance, that's what they pay me. Gosh, how they weigh me down. 10 cents a dance, pansies and rough guys, tough guys who tear my gown. 7 to midnight, I hear drums, loudly the saxophone blows. Trumpets are breaking my eardrums, customers crush my toes. Sometimes I think I found my hero, but it's a queer romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, 10 cents a dance. Fighters and sailors and bow-legged tailors can pay for a ticket and rent me. Butchers and barbers and rats from the harbors are sweethearts my good luck has sent me. Though I've a chorus of elderly beaux, stockings are porous with holes in the toes. I'm there till closing time. Dance and be merry, it's only a dime. 10 cents a dance, that's what they pay me. Gosh, how they weigh me down. 10 cents a dance, pansies and rough guys, tough guys who tear my gown. 7 to midnight, I hear drums, loudly the saxophone blows. Trumpets are breaking my eardrums, customers crush my toes. Sometimes I think I found my hero, but it's a queer romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, 10 cents a dime.
From the 1930 score to Simple Simon, Ruth Etting with 10 Cents a Dance. A man of many demons, Hart was more likely to deflect truths with disguise and wit. He preferred puns to direct statement and humor to serious discourse. Bluntness was rarely his way. Even when it was, he padded the bludgeon with wit. Vivian Siegel and Harold Lang contemplate the most important room in the house in Den of Iniquity.
Artificial roses round the door, they are never out of bloom. And a flowered carpet on the floor in the loving room. In our little den of iniquity, our arrangement is good.
It's much more healthy living here. This rushing back.
Cold all year.
Knock on wood.
It was ever thus since antiquity. All the poets agree.
The chambermaid is very kind. She always thinks we're so refined.
Of course she's deaf and dumb and blind.
No.
A ceiling made of glass. Oh, what joy! Love has been that way since antiquity, down to you and to me.
The radio I used to hate, but now when it is dark and late,
Ravel's Bolero works just great. Separate bedrooms.
Come a four.
There's one for play
and one for show. You chase me in our little den of iniquity.
From the 1940 score to Pound Joey, Vivian Siegel and Harold Lang with Den of Iniquity. Virtue had better be its own reward in Rodgers and Hart's urbane songs, because the rewards for its denial or surrender are a lot more obvious. Here's what happens to ladies of the evening by morning, especially those who cavort to the truism that if you sing for your supper, you'll get breakfast. The ladies of the cast of The Boys from Syracuse with Ladies of the Evening. And from the same score, Rebecca Luker, Sarah Oriarte Berry, and Debbie Gravitt sing for your supper.
Shoppers take their snatch to the shop for pawning. All that we ever aim to catch is the ladies of the evening in the morning. All night they bring rich men to grief till they have no cash left. Cops can't afford the good roast beef, but we have the hash left.
A plum becomes a prune, a joke becomes a pun, and daughters of the moon must bathe beneath the sun.
Let them earn an honest drachma while the moral girls are yawning. A policeman's lot is ladies of the evening in the morning. So start the day the police department way with the ladies of the evening in the morning.
Hawks and crows do lots of things.
The ladies of the cast of Boys from Syracuse with Ladies of the Evening and Rebecca Luker, Sarah Uriarte Berry, and Debbie Gravitt sing for your supper. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Golden Age of American Song. I'm Michael Lasser. New York City's particular combination of elegance and chic on one hand and grimy gutter on the other found some of its truest expression in Rodgers and Hart's songs. Rodgers would compose a lovely melody, and Hart would use it to give voice to the ambiguities and passions of, say, a middle-aged woman who never flinched from the truth. Again from Pal Joey, Vivian Siegel with Bewitched.
He's a fool and don't I know it, but a fool can have his charms. I'm in love and don't I show it, like a babe in arms. Men are not a new sensation, I've done pretty well, I think. But this half-pint imitation puts me on the blink. I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. I'll sing to him each spring to him, and worship the trousers that cling to him. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Of it, my mistake, I agree. He's a laugh, but I love it, because the laugh's on me. A pill he is, but still he is all mine, and I'll keep him till he is bewitched, bothered, and bewildered like me. Seen a lot, I mean a lot, but now I'm like sweet 17 a lot. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. What am I? Have shot am I? To think that he loves me so hot am I? Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Just keep inverting can. Dumb again and numb again, a rich, ready, ripe little plum again. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered I'm all.
Vivian Siegel, Bewitched. There were times when Rodgers and Hart's city songs expressed great exuberance through the characters these songs created. This song, one of Rodgers and Hart's greatest, gives us a woman, vintage 1937, who takes her independence so seriously that she doesn't care what others say about her. In the space of a single song, Rodgers' unusually driving melody and Hart's nearly perfect lyric bring her fully alive. She's on the town on her own terms. Judy Blazer, The Lady is a Tramp.
I've wined and dined on mulligan stew and never wished for turkey, as I hitched and hiked and drifted to from Maine to Albuquerque. Alas, I missed the Bozarts ball, and what is twice as sad, I was never at a party where they honored Noel Cad. But social circles spin too fast for me. My home Bohemia is the place to be. I get too hungry for dinner at 8. I like the theater, but never come late. I never bother with people I hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. I don't like crap games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearls. Won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. I like the free, fresh wind in my hair. Life without care. I'm broke, it's oak. Hate California, it's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. I go to Coney, the beach is divine. I go to ball games, the bleachers are fine. I follow Winchell and read every line. That's why the lady. Central Park Lake. I go to opera and stay wide awake. That's why the lady is a tramp. I like the green grass under my shoes. What can I lose? I'm flat, that's that. I'm all alone when I lower my lamp. That's why the lady is a tramp. The crowning, Queen Mary won't mind. I won't play scarlet and gone with the wind. That's why the lady is a tramp. I like to hang my hat where I please, sail with the breeze. No dough, hi-ho, I love LaGuardia and think he's a champ. That's why the lady. That's why the lady is a tramp. The food at Sardi's is perfect, no doubt. I wouldn't know what the rinse is about. I drop a nickel and coffee comes out. That's why the lady is a tramp. I like the sweet, fresh rain in my face. Diamonds and lace, no back. Taylor, our whistle and stamp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
From Rodgers and Hart's 1937 score to Babes in Arms, Judy Blazer, The Lady is a Tramp. Rodgers and Hart's most typical love songs were bittersweet and urbane, Innocence and naivete were not their long suits. Love makes you miserable as often as it makes you ecstatic. But, and here's the point, it's worth it. There's a lot of pain in these songs and more honesty than we're used to, but not a scintilla of self-deception. Rosemary Clooney, I Wish I Were in Love Again.
You don't know that I felt good when we up and parted. You don't know I knocked on wood, gladly brokenhearted. Worrying is through, I sleep at night, appetite and health restored. You don't know how much I'm bored. The sleepless nights, the daily fights, the quick toboggan when you reach the heights. I miss the kisses and I miss the bites. I wish I were in love again. The broken dates, the endless waits, the lovely loving and the hateful hates, the conversation with the flying plates. I wish I were in love again. No more pain, no more strain. Now I'm sane, but I would rather be Gaga. The pulled out fur of Cat and Kerr, the fine mismating of a him and her. I learned my lesson, but I wish I were in love again. The words I'll love you till the day I die. The self-deception that believes the lie. I wish I were in love again. When love congeals, it soon reveals the faint aroma of performing seals, the double crossing of a pair of heels. I wish I were in love again. No more care, no despair. I'm all there now, but I would rather be punch drunk. Believe me, sir, I much prefer the classic battle of a him and her. I don't like quiet, and I wish I were in love again. I wish I were in love again. Damn.
From the 1937 score to Babes in Arms, Rosemary Clooney, I Wish I Were in Love Again. A newspaper woman doing an interview confesses that she used to be a stripper. It's nothing more than a setup for one of Rodgers and Hart's most raucous songs, a parody of Gypsy Rose Lee, the stripper with the intellectual pretensions. It's a perfect target for Hart's urbane wit, the pulling together of things that aren't supposed to fit together. Elaine Stritch sings Zip.
Named DeFrosso. I've interviewed the great Stravinsky. But my greatest achievement was the interview I had with the star who worked for Minsky. I met her at the Yankee Clipper, and she didn't unzip one zipper. I said, Miss Lee, you are such an artist. Tell me why you never miss. What do you think of while you work? And she said,
While I work, my thoughts go something like this. Zip, Walter Lippmann wasn't brilliant today. Zip, will Sir Royan ever write a great play? Zip, I was reading Schopenhauer last night. Zip, and I think that Schopenhauer was right. I don't want to see Zarina. I don't want to meet Kabina. Zip, I'm an intellectual. I don't like a deep contralto or a man whose voice is alto. Zip, I'm a heterosexual. Zip, it took intellect to master my art. Zip, who the hell is Marty Hart? Zip, I consider Dolly's paintings passé. Zip, will they make the Metropolitan pay? English people don't say clerk, they say clerk. Zip, anybody who says clerk is a jerk. I adore the great Confucius and the lines of Luscious Lucius. Zip, I am so eclectic, I don't care for either Mickey Mouse or Rooney makes me sicky. Zip, I'm a little hectic. Zip, my artistic taste is classic and dear. Zip, who the hell's Lily St. Cyr?
From Pal Joey, Elaine Stritch with Zip. What do you do in this burg after dark? So asked the city mouse on his visit to his country cousin. Cities come alive at night. You work 8 hours, you sleep a little, and you dance away the night. Wooing and loving in the city have the aura of adventure, romance set to bright light after dark. And then you personalize it. It isn't that many dance, or even that one dances, it's that I do. From the 1940 score to Higher and Higher, Estelle Parsons and Johnny Desmond sing Mornings at 7.
Sleep, you sinners. Snore, you drones. Lose your fun to rest your bones.
Sing, sister, or sing it, sister.
You work 8 hours, you snooze 8 hours, and for your play you use 8 hours.
Hallelujah!
Sleep, you sinner. But I say,
oh Lordy,
I want my 16 hours for play.
Mornings at 7.
Dinner's at 8,
but at 11 o'clock we dance. We will dance till
mornings at 7.
We have to wait,
but at 11 o'clock we shag.
Heaven is in the bag.
Birds are singing, dawn's at the crack.
While we're swinging, time marches back. Mornings at 7.
Luncheon's at 2,
but at 11 o'clock
I dance with you.
Crack. While we're swinging, what does time do?
Boys, it marches back.
Morning at 7.
Luncheon's at 2.
But at 11 o'clock, what do you do?
I dance with you.
Estelle Parsons and Johnny Desmond, Mornings at 7. I don't want to give you the impression that nearly all the songs that demonstrate Rodgers and Hart's urbanity are about sex. Here's one of their underrated songs, in which someone newly in love rejects the clichés of love songs, especially those which rely on the images of the countryside, all those roses and running brooks and whippoorwills. She prefers streets and rooftops for a setting. Kristen Chenoweth sings, "I'll Tell the Man in the Street." From Rodgers and Hart's 1938 score to I Married an Angel, Kristen Chenoweth with I'll Tell the Man in the Street. We end where Rodgers and Hart began. After working together unsuccessfully for 6 years, in 1925 they finally had a hit song in a Broadway show. It had the youthful pizzazz for which they became known. Sure, it's a love song in which a young man invites a young woman to tour the city with him, from the Bronx down to the Battery. The city, with its subways and its sidewalks, is the setting for courtship and true love. But it's also a love song to a city, Rodgers and Hart's New York, circa 1925. This is Manhattan.
We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through the zoo. It's very fancy on Old Delancey Street, you know.
The subway charms us so when balmy breezes blow.
Well, let them blow. And tell me what street compares with March Street in July. Sweet pushcarts gently gliding by. The great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan
into an aisle of joy.
We'll go to Greenwich,
where modern men itch to be free, and Bowling Green you'll see with me. We'll bathe at Brighton.
The fish will brighten when you're in.
Your bathing suit so thin will make the shellfish grin.
Fin to fin.
That's ten. A short vacation on Inspiration Point we'll spend. And in the station house we'll end. The city's clamor can never spoil the dreams of a boy and girl. We'll turn Manhattan into a technoport.
From Rodgers and Hart's 1925 score to the Garrick Gaieties, Bing Crosby and Connie Boswell with Manhattan. The music publishing business was located in New York City, so that's where the songwriters were. And while they were there, they sang about it, none with more gusto and delight than Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart at home in Manhattan. Andrew Croucher's the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating Rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.